Hey, what's up, everybody? It is right inside the 2 o'clock hour right here in Muskegon on this nice and warm Monday afternoon. Larry said it's hot. I'm thankful for it because I was just like, is it ever going to come? You know, is the heat ever going to come? So you will not hear me complain about being hot now one time this summer at all. I ain't doing that. I got somebody that do that for me. I ain't cutting the grass. Now, I might get out there and plant some flowers with a nice little hat on, you know, and some gloves. That's where I'm at in life. That's the point I'm at in life, you know. Yeah, gardening and things. So listen, the weekend, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but you can't say ain't nothing to do in Muskegon because on Saturday we had D-Ray Davis and Donnell Rawlins right here at the Fronthaw Center. And y'all, my stomach still hurt. Like, probably because I need to do sit-ups, like working them ab muscles and stuff, you know. That's probably why I still hurt. But y'all, the funniest show I have seen in a long time. So if you missed that, I'm sorry. Sorry for you. But you missed a good time. And then, of course, open mic last night at the Hideout, Kaizen Kabir, a.k.a. Kumasi Mack, second Sunday of every month, open mic at the Hideout. And it is open to anyone. Like, if you, you know, have been writing and just don't know what the platform is for you, come on out because we are very welcoming. It's a good vibe. It's a dope vibe. You just come on out and say what you want to say, right? Get it off your chest. So I told y'all last week, Larry and I, you know, Larry Williams right over here, he is one of my one of the vendor coordinators for Juneteenth for this weekend. But we told you last week, we was talking about Juneteenth all the way up until Juneteenth. Absolutely. So today is definitely not any different. But before we get into the weekend and what all is happening this weekend, I got my homeboy, Darius Mitchell. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, sis? Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like you're a co-host too at this
point.
Man,
listen. Hey, one more appearance. I'm going to need a little fee.
Hey, PA, if you listening, you heard that right, because it ain't coming out mine. Absolutely. Dig that, though. I feel you. So, this weekend Friday, what we got? What Muskegon got happening again this weekend?
Listen, first off, I just want to tell everybody, thank you for the support. This Friday, ladies and gents, we'll be having Uncle Keith, Keith Sweat.
Uncle Keith.
Uncle Keith. Listen. A lot of people who are probably listening to this probably may have been conceived to a Keith Sweat song. So I think, like, only right you should come and see your lineage. But all that being said, Uncle Keith being here, Keith Sweat, along with Lil G, who was one of the lead singers from Silk, will be in the house at the Fronthaw Center, beautiful downtown Muskegon. This Friday, we're going to kick off the Juneteenth weekend. As Jen said, there's a lot of stuff going on, but
oh my God, there's so much going on this weekend, but that's the kickoff right there.
Absolutely. I mean, great grown folks vibe. We're going to reminisce. We're going to remember where we were at that time. We're going to get up in our seats. We're going to dance, but most importantly, we're going to be safe so we can do this again.
For sure. Yep. And there's a flyer right there on the screen, everyone, if you could see that. For the people that are watching on Facebook or StreamYard, those that are listening live, Darius, tell them where they can get their tickets from. And are there still good seats available?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, it's the front hall. It ain't a bad seat.
It's not a bad seat in the house. But if you want to get on stage or be close to the stage, you can get on stage. So let me say that again. If you want to get close to the stage, just in case you want to throw something up on the stage at Uncle Keith, you do have some of those seats available. But you can either go to the Fronthaw box office right downtown Muskegon, or you can go to Urban Apparel if you're in town in Muskegon. Or if you're in Grand Rapids, you can go to the Italian Connection. That's another place where we have tickets. But if you go online, I need everybody to listen to me well.
Listen.
Online, you have to go to www.etix.com. Yes. That's www.etix.com. That is the official website for the tickets. Now you're going to see other sites have tickets, but they're going to give you an upcharge. They're going to charge you an extra 30-40% on top. On top of what the ticket is already going for. So they told us that. So I've been trying to spread the word. Do not go to one of those pirated sites or one of those scalper sites. www.etix.com is the official site. You go there, it'll let you know. You can run a query. It'll tell you best seats available, and you can go from there. Listen, you do not want to miss this. It's going to be a great time. And if we do this right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have an opportunity to have more acts come. So I appreciate the support. I've been getting a lot of great words and encouragement. So we appreciate that. So let's have a good time Friday, my sister.
I know that's right. I'm so upset that I'm going to miss it. I've been trying to support everything that's coming to the Fronthaw and a lot of things that are going to Grand Rapids too. And I'm telling you, I don't think I've been to the Fronthaw as many times in past years as I've been this year. I mean, they have had some really, really just dope events coming to Muskegon. So, you know, if you talking about it ain't nothing to do or, you know, you bored or whatever, I'm going to need you to change your way of thinking.
Listen, not only change your way of thinking. I mean, we do this for the community. So if you have suggestions or different acts that you want to see, let us know. I mean, there's no guarantee that we can get all of those acts, but for us, it's about making sure that Muskegon has, like you said, something to do and put ourselves on the map. For far too long, we're known for the wrong things. So let's be known for the right things. I mean, people come in our city every summer because this is one of the number one tourist attractions in the state.
Absolutely.
We don't appreciate that, though, right? Because we were born and raised here. But let's show the world, let's show this nation that bring acts to Muskegon. We'll come out. We'll support. They'll get their money's worth. So let's start furthering that this Friday.
Absolutely. So again, y'all, Keith Sweat and Lil G
Listen, I'm telling you, I can't sing at all. But when I tell you, I know all the lyrics. Oh man, listen.
To Keith Sweat song. Listen,
I'm gonna be singing. Everything gonna be working for sure.
Yeah, and you know what too? It's been like about a year since him and Bobby Brown did the verses.
That's it.
It's been exactly like a year because I remember being in Niagara Falls and watching it like sitting outside the patio at the hotel, you know what I'm saying, and watching it there. And like you said, singing all the songs.
I'm telling you,
was getting into it, and you just, even then I was like, dang, I didn't realize he wrote that song.
Look,
you know what I'm saying, because he got a nice catalog of things that he wrote for other people too.
That's it. And here's the thing, people are forgetting that we're gonna have none other than our Auntie Kim opening up the show.
Yeah,
shout out to Auntie Kim as she goes to do her thing. People know her from the Unique Soul Band. So if you've ever seen them live, you already know what they do. You already know she's finna rip the show down. I'm gonna go ahead and bring them out the best way I can, turn the show over to the professionals, and we're gonna have a great time.
Good. All right. So, what are the tickets ranging from?
The tickets are ranging from about $59 upwards to, if I'm not mistaken, about $125. Again, if you go to the website, you go best available, it'll give you those price points. But if I'm not mistaken, starting at about $59 upwards to about $120, $125, somewhere in there.
Awesome. Any type of meet and greets included, or is there like VIP packages, or is it just straight seats?
It's just straight seats, but afterwards, I've been told that our boy Cheese, shout out to Charles Ross, they're going to have an after party at Paradise, so we'll make sure we want to plug that.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, we're trying to get Uncle Keith there. We'll see what he has going on. I know they have some other dates right behind, so they might have to get on the road quickly after their show here. But we're definitely going to try to have an after set at the Paradise in downtown Muskegon. So just come out. It's just going to be a great time, man. I'm really excited. It's a great way to kick off Juneteenth weekend.
Absolutely. All right, bro. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And like the man said, if you haven't already gone to get those tickets for Friday night's Keith Sweat and Lil G from Silk right here in Muskegon at the Fronthaw. Yeah. And so someone said Paradise on Broadway. Paradise is actually going to be the after party. The concert is at the Fronthaw.
Yep.
So I'm just reading something from the comments there. But thanks for the comment. But yeah, there are still tickets available. Like he said, make sure you go to the website and get your tickets, www.etix.com, and not a third party site, because you're going to be paying way too money.
Then you're going to be mad at me thinking I'm trying to take your money to pay for my clothes or something. It ain't me, I promise. I promise it's not me.
All right. Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate you taking the time out today, and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Peace. All right. Have a good one. Bye. All right. Y'all heard it, man. Keep Sweat coming to Muskegon on this Friday, right at the Fronthaw Center. We were just there on Saturday for the comedy show, you know, beautiful theater. Just want to make sure you all are supporting everything that's going on this weekend. Listen, y'all, we outside this weekend. We are outside. So again, you know, he talked about the Keith Sweat concert on Friday, but then on Thursday too, the Muskegon County Democratic Black Caucus is hosting an event at Bethesda Church, and it is entitled Juneteenth, a narrative play about Juneteenth, a history through song and dance. And the seating is limited for that, so you want to make sure that you get there early. That starts at 6 o'clock p.m., so shout out to Pam Red and Mr. German at the Muskegon County Democratic Black Caucus. Yeah, but I don't see it on the flyer anymore. So I asked Pam earlier if it was still, or is it becoming a free event now? And I didn't get a response. So initially, I'm sure they'll take donations if you want to donate, but I don't think they'll turn anybody away either. So yeah, that's happening on Thursday. I will make sure that I repost that flyer too on my Facebook page this afternoon. So I'm going to post like everything that's going on. So, you know, he talked about, so that's Thursday. He talked about the concert on Friday, but we're also kicking off the Juneteenth celebration on Friday with the community mixer at Mona Lake. Sponsored by the Muskegon Rotary Club. So that starts at 5 o'clock p.m. So you could technically come out there, kick it for a minute, and then go home and get ready to go see Keith Sweat, right?
Oh, yeah. If you got kids, go run them out. Go have the bounce houses and free food and snacks. Let them run around, get that energy down so that your babysitter don't get driven nuts.
That's a good idea. Right? He said run them kids down. So, yeah, come on. Let them get all that energy out. And then take them home, and then you can get ready to go have some grown folks fun at the concert. But like he said, everything is free on Friday at Mona Lake. So the food is free. The bounce house is free. The kids' activities is free. The band is Fada and the Machine. It's a reggae band from Chicago. They put on a wonderful show. Listen, they were here last year for Buy Black Weekend. Closed out the weekend for us, y'all. We was outside then, too. And we had a good time until the rain came. You know what I'm saying? But we was outside to about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Like grown people supposed to do. We ain't supposed to be out no more till 4 o'clock in the morning. Like,
you do say so.
Larry out here in the world. I can't do that no more, though. but, yeah, so... That's the reggae band. So again, we got live entertainment too at Mona Lake this weekend. And also DJ Young will be out there on the ones and twos from 5 to 8. And then we'll go into the band on Friday. And then Saturday. So the Saturday, man, more stuff. Yep. So we got the event. Well, not we got the event, but they are having a Juneteenth event at the old Loftus School from 1 to 4. And they have, you know, activities for the kids out there. That's on this Saturday. And then also prior to that, the symposium for the Black Expo downtown, Black Business Expo, I'm sorry. The symposium for the Black Business Expo. And I don't have the flyer pulled up in front of me, but she has some wonderful, wonderful guest speakers coming for the symposium to talk to you about all things business. Business law, how to start your business, some really, really good guests coming for the symposium on Saturday morning. And then they'll be going right into the expo, which I believe at last I heard it was like 80 vendors down at the, that's awesome. Yeah. At the Van Dyke Mortgage Center in downtown Muskegon. So definitely don't want to miss out on that. And then if you are not tired after all that shopping, you can come on out to Mona Lake again, because that's where we're going to be at 5 o'clock. So starting at 5 o'clock. Oh, okay. So 82 vendors. Okay, then, Shay. Yes, 82 vendors. And it is going from 1 to 6:30 for the shopping. So after that, come on out to Mona Lake. Well, we'll have another DJ. We have DJ E Hill that night. And we're just going to kind of kick back. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a business mixer. You guys can just come out, bring business cards, and hang out. And definitely want to invite all of the vendors from the Black Expo out to Mona Lake just to unwind. It's going to be a full day, but if you guys want to come out and just kick it, that's what I know. That's right, Shay. We outside, baby girl. Listen, if you all want to come on down and just unwind, let's just come on back, you know, kick back. Business mixer, it is for anyone to come on out to the lake and just kind of have a good time. We didn't want to do too much because Sunday is going to be a full day at Mona Lake. So, and then Saturday is going to be a full day downtown. So, like,
yeah. After the mixer ends at
9,
it's open mic night.
Yes, yeah, open mic, hosted by Kaizen Kabir again. So yeah, it's jam packed, y'all. Listen, and that'll go till 11. Yep. So I don't know. Maybe they'll let us stay out there a little bit longer. Depends on, you know, how we doing, but you know, we a pretty good group of people. So maybe they'll, yeah, let's just be on. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, so then on Sunday, again, the full day of activities at Mona Lake. I have another guest with me today that I'm about to bring in, and this is Mr. Kirk Williams. How you doing, Kirk? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. All right. Thank you for taking the time out today to come on in. So Mr. Kirk is a part of one of the bands who will be playing on Sunday afternoon. So on Sunday afternoon, we're going to get these kicking off about 2 o'clock, and then we'll start the live entertainment about 4. But again, we'll have vendors, we'll have food, we'll have activities for the kids. And then we'll have live music. So we're just going to be hanging out again at Mona Lake. You know, we want to keep everything is a community, is for the community this weekend. So except for Saturday night, all other events are kid friendly. So you can bring the kids, you can bring your grandparents, you can bring your aunties and uncles just out to Mona Lake. So we could kick it like we used to. Because Mona Lake used to be popping. And that's what we're going to plan on doing this weekend. So thanks for taking the time out, Kirk. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Look, who's that little cutie in the background back there?
Oh, that's one of my daughters just getting out of school.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, school's out. Yeah. So how did the core come together?
Oh, wow. It's a long story, but in short, it was 2015. We all came together. Up under the umbrella called Fire Entertainment. And FIRE is an acronym for Forever Illustrating Real Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And we started off with teaching the youth in Detroit because they closed a lot of the music programs in the Detroit public schools, which we don't have anymore. So we were the forerunners for teaching students. Then it just started picking up where people just started inquiring about booking the band for gigs, and we've been running ever since.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
And how many members are there?
Okay, so Fire Entertainment, there's over 150 members because a lot of people branched off. They teach music at different schools and different universities as well as public schools across the South. But as far as the core band that will be featured on Sunday, it is 4 members in the core jazz band.
Okay.
And me being the saxophonist and lead. Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, so I want to go back to talking about Fire Entertainment because I saw another flyer and I was like, man, I need to pull my trumpet out for that.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to be talking about this weekend, but I think that that is a dope event that you guys got going on over in Detroit. So why don't you talk a little bit about that for a second?
Okay, so the event for that's, I think, on June 25th, a week after your event. That was brought on by one of the founder members who actually put us all together. His name is Joey Donaldson. He's over Fire Entertainment. He started in the Church of Messiah's, a place that's located in downtown Detroit. And he just grabbed a lot of musicians from different schools. Because when you're in high school and you're a musician, a lot of times you battle other high schools. If it was a basketball game or a football game, you say, I don't like that other school because they're going against us. So that was the same thing for musicians-wise.
But oh, yeah, I was in a band. Yeah. I went to Muskegon Heights High School, class of 1996.
What?
Yeah, I know I look like, you know, I'm younger than that, but no. class of 1996, and we used to do the same thing. Like, we were definitely a show band
I'm going to tell you this real quick, and I'm sorry. I don't want to offend Muskegon, but I didn't even know black people in Muskegon.
Oh, dog.
I know, beat me up. So y'all gonna have
you
to really
fired. No, I'm just playing.
Right? Listen, when you told me, listen, when I thought the actual day for the event was gonna be Saturday, I booked the Airbnb so I could stay in just sightsee Muskegon because I've never been.
Well, yeah, y'all still come on Saturday.
Well,
y'all probably
Yeah, we booked for Saturday now because when you told me that, but yeah. But we're happy to come out and see what Muskegon is all about, especially for Juneteenth. So it's like, wow, okay, we're going to put it out on the map with y'all. So Detroit and Muskegon together.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, man, it's a whole population over here, okay? Just so you know, don't be, you know, you won't be like culture shocked or anything. There's a whole population. We're here.
Okay,
and
that's good enough.
And we're doing big things. So yeah, it's just a little bit of town.
At the end of the day, it's all Michigan.
Right. You're right about that. All right. So what can we expect from the core on Sunday? What kind of vibe y'all gonna set for us?
Okay, so for Sunday, we kind of do a couple different vibes, but I think we're gonna start off with like some smooth jazz, not traditional smooth jazz, but more so music that you hear on the radio. Like maybe some Hours and Hours, maybe some Snow Allegra Getaway. Okay. And then we'll mix it with some new school, with some old school. And then we might do a little bit electro jazz and electronic jazz. What I'm saying is we founded actually a lot of electronic music here in Detroit with Juan Atkins. It became very popular here. So we kind of mix those genres and mesh them together in our own unique way, you know, for a Juneteenth celebration.
Awesome.
That's the flyer.
Awesome. That is the flyer. Yep. I think I sent it to you too. So yeah, I'll send it to you right after the show, or you could go to the Juneteenth 2022 page pull it from there. Yeah. Okay. So the core is going to be opening the live entertainment up for us on Sunday. And then they'll be followed by Unique Soul, Muskegon's very own Unique Soul. And just heard Darius talking about the lead singer from Unique Soul is going to be opening up for Keith Sweat on this Friday. So, man, there's so much to do this weekend. Like, my heart, Will, if you listening, my boss, Will, I don't know if I'm being on Monday. I'm going to just let you know.
Yeah, you might as well call on now.
Right. I'm be cutting it close. Unique Soul is going to be second on the list. And then coming all the way from Huntsville, Alabama, we got Mr. Joey King Tut Watkins. Watson, who is from Muskegon, you know, has family here. But he was here last year too. Performed at the Hideout, and I enjoyed it so much. Y'all know I love live music. Like, I was a band head. Like, so I love live music. I love live instruments. And he put on he's an entertainer. Like, some people perform and some people sing, but he entertains. I mean, all the way. So again, this is all happening on Sunday with the three bands. Again, a community event. So I mean, all I can say is come on out. Come on out. Mr. Williams, anything coming up for anybody who might be listening online or anyone from the Detroit area? What you guys got going on over there?
Oh, we got something. I personally have something coming every weekend. You can check us on all social media platforms, on Facebook at Fire Jazz, as well as on Instagram at Fire Jazz3000. And on YouTube, you can find me at hashtag AutoCat. Also, we have a Fire Jazz page on YouTube as well. We post weekly. It's always something coming up. I just did a couple events this weekend. It's just been an amazing summer since COVID. It's just everything is opening up. People are ready to party now. They appreciate real entertainment. Before it was, they was trying to book you for real low prices and all. And ever since COVID has passed, people are paying the actual price that people are asking. And we're not trying to get over on nobody. We're just trying to be reasonable. You know, gas prices high and all that.
Man,
so we just trying. Yeah, so we just trying to do what we do, and we're happy to do it, to bring the party to wherever you want. We'll bring it to your house if you want it. But yeah, we every week check us out, Fire Jazz, on all social media.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Kirkland, or Mr. Williams, I'm sorry, for taking the time out to join us today and just talk a little bit about what you guys are going to bring for us this weekend.
Definitely. We're going to bring that fire. We definitely bringing Detroit with us. It's going to be Detroit and Muskegon together. We're going to hold it down for the whole Michigan. Juneteenth weekend.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. And well, thanks again for taking the time out. And I will see you on Sunday.
All right, peace.
All right. All right, y'all. So, yeah. I got it right here. So, yeah, that's what's happening this weekend. Again, the Juneteenth celebration kicks off at 5 o'clock on Friday with the Rotary Club Mixer. We got DJ Young from 5 to 8, and then we got Fada and the Machine, a reggae band, y'all, from Chicago, coming in to hang out with us that evening. Like, if you missed them last year, they are really good. They put on a good show, too. So definitely going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then the 18th, we have a business mixer from 5 to 9. Then at 9, we got Open Mic hosted by Kaizen Kabir. And then Sunday, we just got off the line with Mr. Williams from Detroit, from The Core, a band from Detroit. We got our very own Unique Soul. And then we got Joey King to Watson coming from Huntsville, Alabama. And the night ends on Sunday with
fireworks,
a beautiful, beautiful fireworks display over Mona Lake. If you missed that one last year, I'm sorry, but we're going to do it again this year, and it'll be set to music this year. So our very own DJ Q89 has compiled a playlist that you'll be able to listen to while the fireworks are happening. And we'll also be playing it live out at Mona Lake.
Yep. And during the day from 2 until 7 o'clock officially is when the vendors will be out.
Yes. Yep. So vendors, yeah, and they're welcome to stay longer, especially the food vendors, since we're going to be there until 10. But, yep, so 2 to 6, 7, we'll see the vendors and resource partners. We've had a lot of resource partners sign up, too. So people that will be giving away stuff, you know, COVID kits. Yeah, we got a ton of COVID kits to give away. It's not completely gone. I mean, we got to deal with it. So nice to have something at home where you can do an at-home test. So we got that. And then also bounce houses for the kids. We got other kids activities, face painting. So again, this is a community event. Like I said, bring your mama, bring your daddy, bring your granny, bring them kids, get them tired out. They're going to have a good time. Yeah. So, you know, I said it last week and I'm going to say it again this week and I'm going to say it every time. Like, events like this would not be possible without sponsorships. You know, this event has grown in the last 2 years. So it's gone from, you know, a 30-minute fireworks show at 8th Street Park to a full day of entertainment and activities last year to now a 3-day celebration. So got to shout out our sponsors. Oh yeah, I meant to mention that too. The Lakehawks, West Michigan Lakehawks will be out on Sunday afternoon too. Just shooting around with the kids, showing some techniques out on the basketball court at Mona Lake. So with that being said, that they're one of our sponsors. West Michigan Lakehawks, we got ADAC Automotive as one of the sponsors. We got the Muskegon Area District Library who will be out there on Sunday with activities for the children. We got Agewell Services, Muskegon Civic Theater. We have the Community Foundation, my good friends at Country Cooking, Trinity Health, Tyler Sales, Rare, Muskegon Women in Formation, the United Way of Muskegon. We got the Rotary Club of Muskegon. We got the Progressive Democratic Women's Caucus, Hackley Community Care, DTE Foundation, Consumers Energy, Boeing Heating and Cooling, Brianna T. Scott and Associates, Ready Rental, Webb Chemical, Shoreline Staffing, the Mark Doc, Parmenter Law, and Forest Tax and Accounting. We have the City of Muskegon Heights, and of course, our media sponsor, 103.7 The Beat. Yes. So I think I did a pretty good job of explaining everything that's going to happen this weekend. Yes. So Thursday, the kickoff at our program at Bethesda, by the Muskegon Democratic Black Caucus, 6 o'clock. That is at Bethesda Church. Then on Friday, the kickoff with Rotary Club Annual Community Mixer at 5 o'clock at Mona Lake. Also, the Keith Sweat concert Friday evening
at the
Fronthaw Center. And then Saturday morning, the symposium for the Black Business Expo down at the Van Dyke Mortgage Center. And then vendors at the Mortgage Center from 1 to 6:30. So make sure y'all go out and support that. Lachey Simmons does a lovely job showcasing our talent in West Michigan, seriously. 82 vendors so far for this year. So make sure you guys go and support that. Spend some money, circulate our own dollars in our own community. Come on, that's big. And then after that, you know, once you've gone down there and you want to just kind of lay back, we'll be back at the lake on Saturday evening at Mona Lake under the tent for just a business mixer. You know, bring your business cards, just chit chat with people. You know, who knows what that might lead to, though. Might be some dancing on the tables after that. We don't know. And then at 9 o'clock, open mic hosted by Kaizen Kabir. And then on Sunday, June 19th, which is Juneteenth, starting at 2 o'clock, we'll be at the lake, y'all. We got vendors. We got food. We have live entertainment. We have the Core, a band coming from Detroit, Michigan. We have our very own Unique Soul. And then we have Joey King Tut Watson coming from Huntsville, Alabama. And then the fireworks ends the night. So I'm excited. Like, it's been a work in progress. It's still a work in progress, but everything is moving along as it should. So,
oh, yeah. Speaking of which, if you are interested in being a vendor or a resource partner, there's still room. Just go to the Juneteenth Facebook page.
And, yep.
All the information is available there.
Yeah, the Facebook page is Juneteenth 2022. And the link is the very first thing you see on the page. So you can still become a resource partner or a vendor for this weekend. Yeah, for Sunday at least. We're pretty good. We're pretty set on the other 2 days. But, yep, there is still time. So, thank you, Larry,
thank you
for coming in today and co-hosting with me. I know, right? It was a lot. It was a lot to talk about.
Oh, but we did forget to mention the West Michigan Christian Loftus thing that's happening from 1 to
4. Oh, yeah, 1 to 4 on Saturday. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. So yeah, again, I better not see nobody on Facebook talking about it ain't nothing to do this weekend.
Right.
Cause I'm gonna need you to change your environment or something. Cause it is stuff to do and we're gonna make sure it's stuff to do. Cause we is outside all summer.
Speaking of which, get your sunblock.
Oh yeah.
And your bug spray.
He said, get your sunblock and your bug spray. Yeah, definitely get the sunblock. You know, the vendors are encouraged to bring their tents, but we outside, you know. We definitely outside all summer. So, with that being said, I think that's it for today, y'all. So, the next time I talk to y'all might be next Monday, and it might not. It might be and it might not be. So we're going to see it. We're going to pray about that because I think I feel like I'm going to need to rest.
Oh, yeah. No. This is a marathon. This is
going to
be a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. So coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we got the, oh, I'm sorry. Y'all know I always say it every week. Collaboration over competition. Absolutely. It's enough out here for everybody. So yeah. That's my thing. So coming up inside the 3 o'clock hour, we got the afternoon jams with PA, y'all. See y'all next weekend. Love you. Have a good one.